time for the North Shore Sports Desk on MSO News Sports. We bring you the latest in high school sports news from all across the North Shore. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the K-Band Savings Bank, Cranny Self Storage in Danvers, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. And Sun and Air, the North Shore's premier golf practice facility. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
What's up, Dom Nicastro? How's it going, everybody? We are here at another week. It is October 17th, the third of four weeks of October North Shore Sports Desk. You've got to love it. And I'm wasting no time. No banter, nothing. Just getting right into it. So let's start with our super performance.
Great shot, kid. That was one in a million.
Time for the super sub, super performance of the week.
That's right. The super sub shop, super performance of the week. We're going to Bishop Fenwick because I love what these guys are doing. Bishop Fenwick football and all the Bishop Fenwick sports, really. After the adults did some things that were wrong in the eyes of the MIAA last year in the student transferring over from other schools situation. We talked a lot about that last summer and stuff. And anyway, Bishop Fenwick got suspended for the entire 2023-2024 athletic year from the postseason. They could play regular seasons. Doesn't matter if they went undefeated, had amazing record-breaking seasons. They were not going to play a postseason game, and they didn't. Not one team. This year, that ban has been lifted, and Fenwick is rolling, particularly the football team, who gets the Super Sub Shop Super Performance of the Week, a 45-0 win over league rival Cardinal Spellman. Receiver Jesse Timpson, citing the Salem News, had touchdown catches of 36 and 26 yards, and Braden Clifford, the quarterback, was just on fire again. Just an insane game. He is doing so well, as are the Crusaders as a whole. So great job, Crusaders. I love to see this. I love the kids have an opportunity now for the postseason, give them something to play for. They don't have to have a chip on their shoulder anymore. Maybe they do. Maybe that's what's driving them. So that's going to do it for our Super Sub Shop Super Performance of the Week. You know those guys, supersubbev.com. Best cheesesteaks on the North Shore, hands down. All kinds of other stuff to grab there 7 days a week. Casual catering. Remember, holidays are coming up. They'll get it done for you. They'll cater your parties. They can be reached at 978-927-4788. Again, open 7 days a week, 324 Cabot Street in Beverly. Right around Thanksgiving time, probably this Saturday after Thanksgiving, we will be going to Super Sub to talk to the fall sports captains about their seasons and what's ahead for them for the rest of the school year. All right, let's take a break. We have our K-Band Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. We have the Saugus Girls Soccer Coach en route to a historic season, one of the best-ranked teams in Division III for girls soccer. That's a great story in the Northeastern Conference. And we'll hear from them after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan. talking street grip.
North Shore Sports Desk, Don DeCastro, back at it with our latest guest. It's going to be April Martinez, first year girls soccer coach at Saugus. What's going on, coach?
Hey, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, things are good in St. Jim's country, 11-1-2 at the moment, at the time of the interview. And actually, you will be when the interview publishes Thursday, because you got a little bit of a layoff here until Friday, right?
We do. Yep, we definitely do, which is good. The girls need a break.
Yeah. No, it's like a nice rejuvenate, refresh.
Yes.
Just kind of kick back and, you know, mental break, not a physical break. So I'm sure you'd be out there practicing.
Oh, yeah. I given them just today because I had a game yesterday, Sunday, Monday off. So it's the first time they've had 2 days in a row off.
Yeah.
I've been practicing on Sundays, so I'm giving them 2 days off to have a nice physical mental break and back at it next week hard.
Yeah, so much goes into the coaching decisions you make. You know, it's not just the X's and O's. Who's going to be out there on the field? What strategy are we going to use? Like, when do I give them a break?
Yeah, exactly.
And when's too much? Then you start to get antsy. You're like, right. I got to get them back out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So the latest and greatest was the most recent game was a 4-2 win over your alma mater.
Mm-hmm.
You coached at Bishop Fenwick. Prior to coming back to Saugus and getting back into Sachem's land. So
yeah,
it must have been a good win for a lot of reasons.
Oh, no, it definitely was. And, you know, for a lot of reasons, Saugus and Fenwick have always been rivalries, more so now because I used to coach there and had those girls for 4 years. And also there's also their senior center back is a Saugus girl who played for Saugus her freshman year.
Ah.
And then left. So there's a lot of ill will towards her for leaving Saugus and going there. So there's always
what you missed that. Out on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. So they always bring it, you know, during the matches between us. So
actually, you know, that kind of it's happened in other sports, too. I remember the hockey coach at Saugus talking to me about losing some Saugus kids to Fenwick. And it's just that dynamic of it's certainly not affecting the girls soccer program, but it definitely affected the boys hockey program.
Yeah.
They don't even have a program anymore. They, you know, they have to go with Peabody for a co-op. So
that's,
you're so early in your career with Saugus back here, but, what is that like being at a public school and always having these great little private schools and Catholic schools around you? You have to kind of market the program.
Yeah. No, you definitely do. And my son and how I got involved with Fenwick is my son went to Fenwick. So my daughter graduated Saugus High, but my son, it was his choice to go to Bishop Fenwick. His club soccer coach was the head coach over there. Steve Flaherty was the boys coach for a year. That's who I, you know, coached with. But he decided to go there. So, you know, so I had one go away and the other one stay for different reasons. So, yeah, it's hard knowing that you have all of these schools in the area that are definitely appealing to these young players. I've had some parents tell me that, you know, we're hoping that they want to stay now that you're a head coach, because they know of me. I've coached their older siblings, and hopefully that'll make them stay, a few that are coming up from the youth program. So,
yeah. And before we get into the 2024 edition, I mean, this is a big year for you, you know, coming into first year program, your alma mater. Give our listeners a sense of the history you have with Saugus and what kind of brought you back to the alma mater.
Yeah, you know, so I'm a lifelong Saugus resident. I went to school here from first grade, graduated high school. I was a three sport athlete at Saugus High, 4 year varsity soccer player, captain. My father was my head coach my senior year. Went off to play, you know, in college, and then, you know, has been coaching for, you know, many years. And, you know, when this position opened up, you know, it was about time I took my own program and, you know, kind of give back of, you know, to the program and, you know, and see how I can, you know, help out these young athletes.
Yeah. And you come into, to a team that has had some good momentum. You didn't have to build, you didn't have to like, you know, encourage these awful habits that have been happening, anything like that. They've been tournament ready.
Yep.
You know, Chris Coviello took them to the Sweet 16 last year, played the number one seed, battled them.
Yep.
And here they are again under your leadership. And it seems like it's even a notch better now. I mean, 11-1-2 and the big proof in the pudding to me are the results against certain teams like Danvers. A tie against Danvers. Clearly you wanted to be a win, especially since you guys were 2-0. But to give that, you know, Jimmy Hinchin's legend, he's at 400 wins. You come in with, 8 wins or something like that in your career at Saugus. He's got 400. I mean, it's just a great result for Sachems, right?
Yeah, no, it definitely was. I mean, the girls wanted this game bad. Probably, you know, the only game that they really wanted to win this year to show that they could compete and play with them. I mean, I can't ever remember. I think when I played, we never beat Danvers. Danvers has always been the stronger program than Saugus. Even last year, they lost 3-1 with having a really great team. We were up 2-0. And, you know, we just, you know, kind of just let it slip away. Yeah.
And Danvers has lost again since they played you, but they're still ranked ahead of you for some reason. Those pesky Falcons.
Yeah, it's they're in a different division, so they're playing. The power rankings are playing stronger teams. Yeah. But they did drop after we tied them. They dropped 3 places, and we only dropped 2. So I think we knocked them down a little bit.
And actually, we're talking at the time of this. We're talking at the second to most recent rankings because we're talking about the Friday ones when the show comes out. There will also be a Tuesday ranking. So yes. I'll try to weave that in with my little opening segment to make sure we get that updated to where you guys are. Who knows? You might boost up.
Yeah, we might.
Yeah,
we might.
So let's talk about the 2024 edition. You got a lot of returning great players. You got some youngsters chipping in.
Yep.
It's solid all around. That 4-2 win. Against Fenwick, you had the Sewells, of course, jumping in, the twin sisters there. They seem to play a factor in every game.
They do. They definitely.
Madison Broad is 100-plus point scorer in her career. So you have some studs out there.
Oh, yeah. No, I have some studs. And, you know, and Madison, you know, obviously she's a standout player, you know, and she's double, triple teamed every time. But when you put Madison with Sean and Shay Sewell, you know, you can't mark all three. You can mark one of them, but having the three kind of, you know, working together, you just can't mark them. You can't compete with all three of them.
Yeah. Those three flying around, they look like the front, the first line for the 1980 Soviet team.
You know?
Or maybe that's a bad example because they lost to the Americans, the 1984 Soviet team or anyone before 80. But you get the red uniforms, a lot of similarities there, Coach. But
yeah.
So you got the high flying offense.
Yes.
The high offense is so good that the momentum of the ball is usually in the other end. But when the pressure does get intense on the defense, who are some of the girls that are stepping
up? We wouldn't be as successful as we are without my back four. Three out of my back four are seniors. Actually, I'm going to say 5. I mean, 4 out of my 5. I play with 4 in the back, and then I play a holding mid, so they play right up in front of the defense. So 4 out of those 5 girls are seniors. Being my center back, who's a captain, Layla Manderson, she is just, in my opinion, probably one of the strongest defenders in the league. She's just a powerhouse. She's fast. She's skilled. She's strong. She's intimidating. She manages her back line. I wouldn't want to be up against her. I can tell you that.
Yeah. And who else besides Layla you got pulling up the back?
Yeah. So we have next to her, center back is a sophomore, Maria Garcia, who is really coming along, really finding herself, becoming more confident. She's, I think, really learning, you know, from Layla. Made some beautiful plays last night to help save us. And then on the wing defenders, we have Lillian Hernandez and Ashley. I have to think of her last name for a second. But those, just with those back four, you know, they're pretty much unstoppable. They're really starting to gel together, work very well together.
No problem. Cool. And Ashley is, her last name is again?
It's Resendez. Ashley Resendez, yes.
Perfect. Cool. And, you know, it's just that those back four or five, and then you got the pressure of the front trio, who is probably putting up some school record numbers. It's hard to keep. I know it's so hard to keep track of like the history of the.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can tell you right now, Madison Botter has 25 goals and 14 assists.
My goodness.
And Sean Sewell has 17 goals and 7 assists. Mm-hmm. And then right behind her is her sister, Shay, who has 11 goals and 10 assists.
So I'm thinking if I add those up, like Madison's 39, the 24 from Sean, and then the 21 from Shay, I'm thinking that's a majority of the points for the Saga Sachems.
It is, but you know what? I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I had 12 girls that have either a goal or an assist on the team. Amazing. So that it's not just surrounding those three. Everybody has been contributed to the points this year, which is great.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Yeah, it's always like the coach always, you know, this you're looking at the field, but then you got one eye towards 2025. You're like, okay, I gotta keep my eye on that a little bit too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And that's good to know that you got some, you know, a lot of players pitching in.
We do.
And sometimes, coach, you know, it's just a matter of someone literally graduating and moving out of the way.
Yeah.
You know, for a younger girl to step in, and then there she goes.
Yep. I mean, when you say that, I mean, I have 2 eighth graders that made varsity that will definitely, you know, first girl off the bench is an eighth grader, Georgia Condix. And then I have Selena Garcia, who's the sister of Maria, who's my sophomore center back. So there are some really great, you know, young players that can slide in next year.
Yeah. I want to go back to the 4-2 win over Fenwick this past weekend. And because that was a big game, that was for a fundraiser for cancer research. So why don't you give me the details of that, how that went down?
Yeah. So we were not scheduled to play Bishop Fenwick this year. We were supposed to play Burlington. They dropped us because they were overbooked in their schedule. And because of the history we have with them, Coach Steve Flaherty and myself have been running a preseason tournament together, and we do a fundraiser there. So why not? Let's just play together during the regular season, and it's during breast cancer awareness. And so why not, you know, bring awareness, you know, to the family and friends, and then next year they'll take that. So I reached out to Mass General Hospital, the Cancer Center. They created a page for us. They sent me a lot of information to share with the spectators. We were able to share that online, share the page for fundraising, but also kind of bring awareness to everybody. So it definitely got a lot of buzz, kind of brought, you know, breast cancer back and cancer in general and back to the front of everybody's minds. My father had passed of cancer the season that he ended coaching. My sister is also a breast cancer survivor, and I just had my own health scare earlier this year where I had a benign tumor removed from my brain.
Wow.
So it touches everybody, you know, every family one way or another. So it was just, you know, a good opportunity to, you know, to have this game.
Yeah. Yeah. What better way to do it where there's something so cool and unique going on out there, you know, high school soccer game, the girls are having fun and a chance to really raise awareness. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And we did really well. We brought in, you know, over $1,000 last night, and that was just, you know, the money that we took in. And so I got to reach out to Mass General to see, you know, how much, you know, was donated. But, you know, I think we did really well, you know, just for one night. So I'm proud of the girls.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And then, you know, lastly, looking ahead, I mean, there's only starting Friday on the road at Somerville, 4:30 game, Dilboy Field. That's one of only 4 games left. It's crazy how fast it went.
I know. I can't believe, you know, how fast the season has gone. Yeah, we have Somerville, and then we have a couple more big games after that. We have Peabody, which is always a big match. They also tied Danvers, so that's going to be a big match for us. And they're pretty high ranked. In St. Mary's, that for our first game, we won 3-1, but that was a battle back and forth. Very physical, rough game. And then we ended against Wakefield on the 26th, you know, and then we get ready for postseason.
Yeah, these final games have to be good preps for the tournament, especially that Peabody one.
Yes, Peabody and St. Mary's. And Wakefield, I hear, is doing really well, too. One of my former players from club is their goalkeeper, who is an excellent goalkeeper. So I'm not looking forward to playing against her.
Yeah. Wakefield's in the mix, sort of. You know, they're Division II, they're 4-6-2 at the time we're talking.
That's better than they have been the last couple of years. So that's good for them, especially Division II. So.
And Peabody, you know, they'll bring it. They're also similar in the mix at 26th ranked in Division I at 4-5-4. So, I think St. Mary's is Division I too, right? Or no, they're Division II, I think.
Yeah, I think they're Division II. Yeah. And the head coach of Peabody, Andrew Douglas, had coached my daughter during club, and I kind of coached alongside of him. So we're, you know, he'll text me after some big games and, hey, great job, coach. It would be good to, you know, be up against someone, you know, that I respect. And
you know what? They're actually in Division III with you guys, St. Mary's. I just looked it up.
What are they ranked?
At the time, the Friday rankings, they were 6-3-2 and 15.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's like a team you could possibly face in the tournament. Like, who knows, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, things would have to move around for that. But, you know, right now you get Norwell, number one, Medfield, similar characters that have been there before, Weston, Nipmuc. When it comes to soccer, I feel like there's no weaknesses in the state. You know, it's just like that's a sport that a lot of girls have played from the time they were like 4 years old. And like a sport like tennis, for instance, you see some weaknesses in regions, but soccer, it's, you know, anyone's game in the state, really.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's can be anybody's game depending on, you know, the state of mind, where they're at, you know, absolutely can be anybody's game.
Yeah. All right. Four games to go. Coach April Martinez taking her stations down the stretch. Definitely a player, a contender in that Division III bracket for sure. One to watch. And, it's going to be interesting and fun to see how it all plays out. We wish you the best of luck here at the North Shore Sports Desk. Thanks for coming on, Coach.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we'll talk soon.
Okay.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
North Shore Sports Desk back at it with our latest Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. Another soccer player. The kids from the soccer teams at Cape Ann are dominating so far. This one is Dylan Smith, Gloucester boys soccer player. What's up, Dylan?
Doing good. How are you?
Good, good. Congrats.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. So the fishermen, you know, having an up and down season, right? The last rankings report at the time of our interview had you guys at 4-7-2 in the 33rd spot. That's not where you want to live, because the 32 is the cutoff, right?
Oh yeah, no, we're trying to get that top 32. Yeah. We have 5 games left, so we have to win 4 out of the 5 and at least get a 500 to get us a play-in game. But with power rankings, you never really know. So we could slip in with a few wins, but our goal is to get at least 4 of the 5 wins.
Yeah. Yeah. And is that the current record as we speak, 4-7-2?
Yeah, yeah, that's our current record.
Okay, so 13. So you're looking for the 18-point mark, really, yeah. Essentially. And right now you guys got 10 with 5 to go. Yeah, so you're looking for, you know, there's a possible 10 points remaining and you want 8.
Exactly.
So you can have a little slip with like a tie, but not, you know.
Yeah, we're looking for a really good finish at the end of the year. But
yeah. Who's coming up? Like, who are some of the teams left?
So on this upcoming week, got a big week. We go to Tewksbury, night game. And then right from there, Wednesday, we go into Winthrop. And then Saturday, we have Beverly. And then the following week, I think, is our senior night, which is Bishop Fenwick. And then we end it in Malden.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, you never really have a night off, right?
Oh, no.
Especially Northeastern Conference. Like, who have been, you know, some of the powerhouse teams that you guys have run into? And even if you lost, you might get better from it.
I think powerhouse this year, Masco's always been a powerhouse for us, but we played really good against them. Defensively, we were everywhere, and we were able to pull out a tie, which I don't think we've ever been able to do, which has been awesome. And then we haven't faced Beverly yet, but they are always known to be a powerhouse. And Marblehead was a good competition, and Swamp gave us a good game as well.
Yeah. Masco at the time, like on the Friday rankings anyway, they were 7th in Division 2 at 10-2-2. So that's pretty legit getting a tie against them.
Oh, yeah. That helped us a lot, confidence-wise and with power rankings.
Yeah. So obviously, I'm guessing that game is like the standard for the Fishermen. Like, what went well in that game and what are you guys capable of?
Yeah, that game, it was a little different because, you know, our coach has played Masco for so many years now, and they have a, you know, certain style of how they play. And it was kind of just that week we practiced at O'Malley because, you know, they play on a grass field. That's when their home field advantage comes into play. And they get to, you know, use the grass field as, you know, their style. But you know, we went in, we're just like, you know what, we got nothing to lose. We were kind of down. I think we had 3 straight losses before that, and we're like, you know what, they used us as their senior night, and we are like, you know what, let's just show them what we can do. And we just, in a way, sort of parked the bus, but we just played outstanding defensively and didn't let anything go by, and we were very proud of just tying that game.
Yeah. Is that where you find yourself playing individually on the defense?
Well, so I have always been an offensive player. I've been a winger under Armando basically throughout high school. But at the start of the season, we weren't doing good defensively. And I said to him, I said, you know, why don't you just try me on defense? And he's like, yeah, I love that. So he threw me in there. And for a good 4 straight games, we won, and we were playing really good defensively. And I don't think I'm a great defender, but I think having the offensive mindset and just a senior in the back line to kind of take control of the game is something that is was good. And, you know, I didn't like it as much, but we were winning. So that's all I really cared about.
Yeah, 100%. And that transition, how long has it been now? How many games have you been back there on defense?
Ever since I think it was like our 4th game.
Yeah.
And then ever since last game, because so I was what do you call it? I was playing defense, and then last game we weren't really scoring, so he said, you know what, I'm gonna put you back on offense. Like, we need to start to get some goals. So as of right now, I'm moving, making my way
up and down. Yeah, back and forth. Yeah, whatever the need is. Dylan,
exactly. I'll be there.
Very versatile player.
I try to be.
Yeah, nice. Whatever it takes for the team, for sure. And you mentioned, Dylan, you know, the three straight losses, obviously a key part of the season there. When you look back at that, you're going to look back and say, oh man, if we just got one of those, right, it'll be a lot easier. So what kind of things did you learn from those three losses where the team, you know, kind of faltered a little bit and can get better?
I think that, you know, there was a few, our second game of the season against Saugus. Saugus was they play a different style that we weren't used to as well. And we went down and then we went up 2-1 and it came down to the closing minutes and we let up a really bad goal that really shouldn't have happened. And, you know, we look back at those games and we're like, you know, damn, like we should have won. That's a game that we wish we had back. And I mean, at this point in time, you kind of just got to keep your head up and just look forward. And it's like, you know what? That's in the past. Like, just move on and on to the next game.
Yeah, 100%. And one of the, you know, pillars of being a good captain, which you are, is to do just that, right? To rally the team, like, put it behind you. We got another game in front of us here. We got to focus. So, tell me about being a captain, who also are captains with you, and sort of what that entailed. Like, give me an example of a couple of things you guys have had to take on as captains, you know, beyond the whole like rah-rah stuff on the field, mm-hmm. like off the field stuff as well.
I mean, so I'm captained with Stefano Nemrosi. He's our goalie. But we just like to, as a captain, like it's all about like leadership, I feel like, for leading our team. And it's not just like on the field, but it's also off the field. So I see my guys in school. I always say to them game day, I say, guys, what are we going to do today? And they're like, we're going to win. It doesn't matter who we play, who, you know, we're going up against. It's just the right mentality of, all right, we're going to the game. We're going to win. It's not, oh, this team's undefeated and, you know, we could lose. It's no, we're going to win. I don't care who they are. We're going to win. But yeah. I just like to have morality, as like a good morality for a team and everybody that likes each other, and just in the end, kind of just have fun. Like that's really all it is. And that's really all I strive for. But yeah.
And again, we're here with Dylan Smith. He is KPN Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week, Gloucester Boys Soccer. Last year, Dylan, great season, historic season, really. One of the best the Fishermen have ever had. Number 2 seed in Division 3 for the tournament, 14-3-1 regular season. And then another couple of wins in the tournament, making it to the final 8. Tell me about that experience and kind of what it did for the program.
Yeah, that was something else. I mean, having those star players on our team like Gino and Dom really just helped us. And it was just something I'll never forget. Making that run in the playoffs was really special to me. And it's just something I wish we could go further, but you know, I wish we could have gone further, but all things, you know, must come to an end. But
yeah.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I liked it. It was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just a good for the program, kind of,
you know, really good for the program.
Right. Like, motivates the young kids too. They see that. They see the headlines, right, in the paper and stuff. And they're like, oh, this is sweet. I want to be a part of that someday. Hey, what happens after soccer for you? Do you play winter or spring sports?
Yeah. I got at the end of my freshman year, Armando at our banquet came up to our table and was like, all right, like, you guys got to stay active, you know, do a winter sport. And he's like, what are you guys going to do? I need to know right now.
Wow, good spot.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, geez, you know. I was like, I don't know. He's like, you should do track. I was like, okay. And I talked to my dad about it. And he's like, no, that would really help you, especially as, like, a winger. You know, you want to be fast. You want to have that speed. And so I did track my freshman year, indoor track, and then I did outdoor. And I've done it ever since. And, yeah, now I'm captain for both indoor and outdoor, so it's really fun. I like it. It's
What are the events you do?
I like to sprint. So for indoor, I like to do the 55 and the 300, and dabble in the 4x4 relays. And then for outdoor, same kind of thing. I do the 100 meter and 200 meter, and then, you know, we'll do the 4x4 here and there. So
yeah. What'd you say that was the big moment for you, indoor or outdoor, as an individual, like that key moment, like, oh, this, that felt good.
Yeah, my key, I love running with my boys, especially my friends. They live down the street. I grew up with them, the Rochfords, Colby Bryce and Dylan. Two of them graduated last year, but my sophomore year, we made New Balance Nationals, and just that feeling of like qualifying for that race, even though I was in Boston, it was still just it just was great to achieve, especially with my my friends I've had for my entire life.
Yeah, and how's Colby doing? We know he's, you know, going through his personal health battle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's doing good. He's a champ. I love him. He's currently in the hospital right now, but he's been home. He goes back, you know, but he's high spirited. So he's doing really good. I love him.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of efforts around that city and community to raise awareness, funds for him, right? That's
100%, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so that must have been... So you grew up near the Rochfords, you said?
Yeah, I literally live right down the street from them.
Wow.
I've known him my whole entire life.
Yeah. Hey, Colby, Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year.
Oh, there you go.
Last year. So that was, you know, the 2023-2024 season.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so you winning this weekly award, you're in the running for the, you know, year end award as well. So
that's good to hear. I'm excited.
Yeah, you got to keep it up though, Dylan, in the winter.
Oh, spring. Yeah. I'll have to keep it up.
Speaking of the next steps, you know, academically, do you have any sort of game plan, what you might want to focus on post high school?
Yeah, I want to attend college. Nothing really. I mean, there like one school really sticks out to me. I really love University of San Diego. It's just a beautiful school, beautiful campus. I want to study. I want to study business, some form. I don't know what type of like field, but I'm applied to a good amount of schools, some around here, some far away. And I am always down to explore a new place and travel and gain a new experience. So, I'm looking forward to that. I actually just submitted my University of South Carolina application today. So pretty happy about that. Got one out of the way. So,
yeah, the Gamecocks.
Yeah, the Gamecocks. Yeah.
Nice. Do you have any sort of specific academic paths, maybe like a major?
I'm deciding between, you know, economics or finance or something within business. Nothing really, I guess, sticks out to me, but those few topics.
Nice. And you keep super busy, obviously, with the athletics, three sport athlete, three sport captain. I mean, do you have any time to do anything else, like academic program, group, competition, nothing like anything like that?
I do a good amount of stuff outside of school. In school too. I'm a president of our Interact Club, which deals with a lot of community service stuff. So we'll have fundraisers, and all of our earnings go towards charities that we choose. Like last year, we did a pizza taste off for the first time in a few years, and it went really well. It raised, I think, $2,300 for the American Cancer Society. So
awesome!
It was that was a really fun event.
Yeah, that keeps you busy too. Like, you know, especially around the holidays, I'm sure you do some like fundraisers, charities, that kind of thing. Like donate cans of food, meals, whatever.
Yeah. We're this year we got this lobster goodie bag in the fall. And then in the winter, we're going to do something with Pathways, and then for Pathways for Children. And then the springtime, we'll do our pizza taste off again, which is really fun. It's a fun thing to do for our community. And it's good. I love it.
Yeah. And it's a Gloucester area restaurants that like put their pizzas on the line.
Yeah. It's a Cape Ann. So we had like one restaurant from Beverly. And then like Manchester and Hamilton went. Other than that, they're all on Gloucester.
Was there a winner?
Yeah. So there's like four different categories. There's best overall, which yeah. was Cape Ann Pizza, which is in Essex.
Okay.
And then best sauce was Ellie's Pizza in Beverly. Best crust was Cape Ann Lane's, which was a shocker. I know, it shocked some people.
That's an upset.
Yeah, you could say so, yeah. And then best specialty was a lobster pizza done by Kettle Cove Catering in Manchester.
Wow, look at that. Not a lot of the classics were in there, right?
They're not a lot, which is surprising, but you like to see upsets, you know?
You do, yeah. I open your taste buds to new things. Mm-hmm. How about lastly, looking at how do you make money in the summer? Do you have a job that you're able to put a few bucks in your pocket going towards college?
I work a lot, actually. Since like eighth grade, I've mowed a few of my neighbors' lawns, and it's kind of fun. Just, you know, it's like a nice summer day, and I get to go out there and spend a few hours mowing and weed whacking and make a few bucks.
Yeah.
And I also do catering for two different companies, and which is Kettle Cove Catering and Classic Cooks. And my boss at Kettle Cove Catering, I do a lot of random stuff with him. Comes to moving furniture and painting and sanding decks, you know. It's just a lot of side hustles, but I like it. It gets me experience, and I get paid to do it, so I'm not going to complain.
And the name Smith could go a lot of ways in terms of who your relatives are, but mm-hmm. are there any athletes in the immediate family, like cousins, uncles, aunts, fathers, mothers?
No athletes. I mean, I guess you could say, like, my mom's cousin is he's like a offensive line coach. He was offensive line coach for like BC and the New York Giants and I think the Patriots. Nice. Dave the Guglielmo. But other than that, I mean, my parents played sports, but then nothing after high school.
Gotcha. All right, we know the full story now about Dylan Smith. Thank you very much for coming on the North Shore Sports Desk and being a great guest and winning the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week, most importantly, put you in the running for that year-end award. So keep it up.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it a lot. It means a lot.
Yeah, good luck with the Fishermen down the stretch. You know, it's a tight squeeze there to try to get in the tournament, but hey, see what happens. And you're right on the edge. Even if you don't finish 500, you're still on that edge.
Yeah, you never know with power rankings. So we got to keep going.
All right, best of luck with that. Have a good one, Dylan.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, talk soon.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at pomodoripizzeria.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
All right, that was the guest portion of the show. Now it's just me finishing up, and I got to give so much credit to April Martinez and the Saugus Girls soccer team. I mean, that team, you know, this is April's first year, and they did not miss a beat. Chris Coviello, like we talked about, had a great career there as a coach, stepped down in the offseason, and April comes into her alma mater and just really takes off. That tie against Danvers this year was significant, and they hadn't done that in a ever, maybe. I don't know when the last time Saugus stole a point, at least, off of Danvers. It was amazing. They are surging. They have young players that are stepping up, veterans that are stepping up, and I just love seeing it. Saugus girls soccer, they made the Sweet 16 last year. They're number 6 ranked in Division 3. So they get a chance to make some noise. They're kind of like a why not us team, right? A little bit of a wild card there in Division 3. So excellent all around. All right, so after the break, we are going to talk some football. Let's talk about MIAA football rankings for North Shore teams.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at pomodoripizzeria.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Let's say, Maddie, you can't follow your favorite high school teams?
Is Masco new to the NEC?
Well, don't worry, we got you covered. It's time for the North Shore Football Report.
What is HW?
Hey, this is all gold, everything he's saying right now.
On the North Shore Sports Desk.
I know absolutely nothing about this.
All right, we're back at it. Dominic Castro here, finishing up the show with our North Shore Football Report. Let's go around the rankings, shall we? The latest and greatest. The Prep moved down to number 2. Boston College High moves up a spot. They're both undefeated. Needham and Weymouth are the other two undefeated teams in the division. They are Needham's 5 and Weymouth is 8. And after St. John's Prep is the defending champ. Severian Brothers at 3-2. Springfield Central at 4-1. And then Needham rounds up the top 5. All right, let's move on, shall we? Division 2 was like a lighter one for the North Shore, but Peabody is still in the mix. Number 8, very well in the mix, 3-2. And after that, Beverly's on the outskirts at 22, the last seed in the division. I think Beverly might be officially out unless they have two more. Yeah, if they have two more games, they still have a chance to win at least 3 and possibly be in the mix, but it's probably not going to happen where they're at right now. How about Division 3 for football? We've got Masconomet having a great season at 5-1 and the number 5 ranked team. And English at 16, Greater Boston League team at 4-1. So they are in the mix there. And Classical 2-3 at 22. Division 4 should be chock full of North Shore teams. Let's take a peek. Actually, my goodness, Marblehead, really, 3-2. The only one really in the mix there. Actually, the only team in the division, I think, besides Essex North Shore. They're also in there at 34th out of 39 teams. So Marblehead is 15 at 3-2. So they'll have some battles down the stretch to try to secure that spot and stay in that top 16. Division 5 for football sees your Fighting Fenwick Crusaders at 5-0. We talked them up in the Super Sub Shop Super Performance of the Week. Newburyport at 7 at 2-3. Then you got Danvers at 13, 2-4. Gloucester, huge win for Gloucester over Salem. That might be the program-defining win to this point for Danny O'Connor, coach of the Fishermen, right? It's got to be. It's got to be. They made the playoffs last year. I think they were the last seed. And right now they are the last seed. 16, if the playoffs were to start today, they would be in. So Gloucester, that's a big, big win over Salem, who was at Gillette last year. And they beat him pretty convincingly a couple of weeks ago. How about 6? Swampscott is your 3-2 fourth seed. St. Mary's 5-0 fifth seed. Winthrop Linfield 11-12. Triton 14, North Reading 15. I like 6. This is a fun division North Shore wise. Salem, defending runner up, 3-2 at 22. So they're out at the moment. Pentucket 1-4, 24. How about 7? I know Amesbury's in this one. Manchester Essex. So yeah, Manchester Essex 7th at 4-1. Great season. Amesbury 3-2. They were a Gillette team last year as well. 3-2 in the 10 seed. Ipswich, 1-4 in the 20 seed at the moment. And then lastly, Division 8. We've got Kip Academy, 3-2 at number 5. Linvotech, 3-1, number 14. And that'll do it. That'll do it for the North Shore Sports Desk. Thanks for tuning in again. We're back on the show Thursday, October 24th. We never stop. Thursdays out bright and early in the morning on MSONewsSports.com. Have a good one, everybody.